So hello everyone and welcome to this new episode of Cisco CX Emir Unplugged. My name is Carlos Javier Martinez Cavia and I'm part of the Krakow Cloud Collaboration team in CMS. This is my second year already in Cisco and I'm so excited to be here with you in this podcast. I have two wonderful colleagues with me today who will be Beatriz Carretero and Harpreet Soni.
I am Beatriz, I'm from Spain and I work at the Cisco CX Center Krakow as a tech engineer.
Hi, my name is Harpreet Singhsoni. I'm part of CX Krakow Professional Services team, and I work mainly in collaboration, so leadership perspective. And I've been part of Cisco for almost 6+ years, and for last 1 year, I've been based in Krakow.
Thank you so much, guys, for introducing yourselves. Even though we are now working from home, I believe Cisco Krakow is doing a big effort trying to keep our Cisco culture alive. So what do you think about this?
Yes, you are right. Cisco is doing a great job. During these bad times, there were a lot of initiatives. Like, for example, we were able to help others through Cisco charity programs or Time to Give. And we were able to collaborate remotely, which is amazing. For example, I joined an initiative. It was called the Humanitarian OpenStreetMap Team. And we were basically marking features like buildings on existing Google Maps. So we will reach those in need. It was great. It was great. We also had cookie lessons in which we could learn how to prepare dishes from different cultures. For example, I learned how to prepare Polish dishes. And when it comes to sports, we had yoga lessons, workout sessions remotely. So I can say that I was pretty busy these days. What about you, Harpreet?
I was quite happy to see that the team came up with all these virtual giving back to society activities and events which we could participate, and I really love those. On top of that, what I feel culture in Cisco is more focused also on employees on how to better connect to the engineers or to the colleagues and what are the ways they can make that possible. So from my team, we started seeing a lot of virtual events, virtual games and sort of extended team meetings where we just jump onto a WebEx meeting and just talk about stuff. I feel that's a very small initiative, but good to make sure that the culture in Cisco is retained with these small activities.
What do you think is our biggest differentiator?
So when I joined Cisco, I was kind of surprised by the multicultural environment that I got to be part of. I was able to know about different cultures and different ways of living your life, I would say. And this is great. I mean, I believe that you really grow as a person. Cisco as well, when I joined, I found out that they has an employee-friendly workplace environment. When they are kind of flexible with no formal dress code, freedom of speech. And so you feel like really Cisco trusts you, you know? And as well, I would like to add that we have a lot of benefits. So yeah, I would say that these are mainly the factors that make Cisco different from other companies. What do you think, Harpreet?
When I first joined Cisco, from the day one when I got introduced to the team, I was really surprised to see everyone is full of energy. People are very nice to each other. I can walk over to anyone and just introduce myself and speak. It doesn't matter if that person is in management or some leadership position. It's good.
Actually, I feel like the same. Anytime I'm spending some time with colleagues from Cisco, it feels like you are with your family, right? And since we have talked about your impression when you join, I feel like it's a really good moment to discuss about our career path. How did we join Cisco and why did we choose Cisco over the other companies? So it has been already 2 years since I finished the bachelor in telecommunications engineering and then joined Cisco through the Cisco Engineering Incubator Program. This is an educational program for students and graduates where you meet amazing professionals and you learn about the most interesting technologies that we have nowadays. And actually, I think this program was the main reason why I chose Cisco over other companies, because suddenly I was seeing myself in such a multicultural environment with people from all over the world willing to help and show you the path to become an IT professional. And finally, after this program, I joined Cisco and started to work in my current team, which is CMS Cloud Collaboration. So that's my story. And now we'll be interested in knowing yours as well. So Harpreet?
I joined Cisco as early in career graduate. So once I was almost finishing my university I got an opportunity to do my final project in Cisco. I got it as an intern. And honestly, when I started my internship, I think that was the time I realized that, yes, this is the company, this is the place I would like to continue working, or I want to be part whenever it's possible. So, I finished my internship. I worked through all the formalities and finally got into my first role in Cisco. And in CX services. And from there onward, I have been working throughout different teams. But I can proudly say that, yes, I'm still part of a customer experience team, and I really love it.
Basically, I joined the Cisco through the incubator program. And actually, I joined with Carlos. So we are from the same city, and we joined together the incubator program. And after I finished, I took my CCNA routing and switching, and I moved to Krakow as a new graduate. In my case, when I was in university, I remember that Cisco was like a dream, like one of the most important companies when it comes to telecommunications engineering, because this is what I studied. So for me, it was just, as I mentioned, just a dream to start my professional career here. And now that I've been 2 years here already, I would say that I made a good decision.
So you might wonder, what is CMS, TAC, or PS about? So let's go for it. My friend Harpreet will be starting with professional services.
Yes. So I'm part of professional services team, expertised in collaboration solution. So people always ask, okay, what do you mean by professional services? So Cisco is one of the famous in product and services based company. And we have a lot of different services, products, and so on. So whenever a customer or a partner gets introduced to Cisco, they start taking Cisco products into their environment, and they would like to have expert to jump in and help them out too, so that they can better utilize those solution, make the best possible use of the solution. They turn back to professional services. And that's where we jump in and we start working with customers to make sure whatever services or the products that they have purchased or any sort of business outcome they are expecting, we can work together as a team and convert that into a final solution where end users can make use of these services. Now, with that, as I said, that we work with both with partners as well as customers. So our main area or the focus is to work with our partners or customers to plan, design, configure, sometimes diagnose some issues, work together to create a solution that will be helpful for to accelerate our customer outcome. So many a times we come across with different customers where they have their defined business need. So we as in professional services need to work together with our customer to convert that business need or business goal into an actual solution that can be implemented and finally can be used by customer for their day-to-day business activities. So you can call it that we jump in to translate their requirements into a technical solution and make sure it's implemented to at the very best. Carlos, I'm really keen to know what's happened in CMS.
Yes, CMS or Cisco Managed Services, that is where I'm working. We work with multiple technologies and also has a view of the entire customer network, right? We work on technical issues, we optimize the network, and for that, we are using monitoring tools. We manage and also take proactive actions in order to prevent these failures. That means that we are not waiting for the customer to tell us that something is going wrong. But we work proactively in order to prevent the issues, right? And finally, I would say that CMS is about building a relation with specific huge customers by cooperating in the network environment, but also providing them with future recommendations so their network can be better, right? If you ask me about qualities or skills, well, I think since this is a position in which you will build a relationship with customers, apart from technical knowledge, of course, I would say that soft skills are very important. For instance, controlling emotions like the voice tone, crisis management, self-trust. Also, active listening and gathering key information, because in this way, we can identify the problems better and we can deliver solutions successfully as well. And of course, I think that you agree with me on this. Team working is a must everywhere, right? So yeah, this is how it looks like from CMS. And now I'm sure that we would like to hear how it is from tech side. So Beatriz, this is all yours.
Okay, so yes, as I mentioned before, I'm a tech engineer. And basically what we do, we provide the highest level technical support. And we help customers basically to solve the problems. So currently, I'm part of the cloud collaboration team, and I do support cloud and hybrid solutions. So for us, when it comes to qualities and we will need to perform our job, I believe that the effective listening and good interpersonal skills are like kind of mandatory, because first of all, they will help us to understand the problem. Second of all, they will lead us towards the resolution of the issue, right? So, of course, we are technical support, so we need technical skills. And they are also required because we need to solve the issue. But I would say that also incident leadership is needed, because in tech, we used to collaborate and to coordinate different teams. So we are working on the same issue together to find the resolution.
Thank you so much, guys, for explaining. It may happen that when you are delivering, because I'm sure you do, an outstanding customer experience, your roles may interlock. So could you explain how do teams collaborate with each other?
So in professional services, we work on projects, and each project have different set of customers. It can be a direct customer who wants to work with professional services, or a customer who's already engaged through a partner would like to take over, would like to work with professional services at the background. So we can have a direct customer or via a partner. Since we are working with different type of projects, what happens is many a times we work with their customer and they have their day-to-day issues. It takes some expertise from our different teams like TAC in general. Now, if you're working on projects which is more focused around optimizing an environment or a customer data center, then in that case, we always work with directly with our TAC colleagues to understand in general on what are the previous history of these customers, what are the issues they might have faced, are these issues related to some best practices or some misconfiguration. So we work with our TAC colleagues, like I think in most of the projects, that's quite common interaction. With CMS, so since we already have customers who are Cisco managed service enabled, or CMS customer, we can call it. If a CMS customer would like to upscale and they won't like to deploy a very latest technologies or they want to do some major activity, then in that case, the CMS or the customers would take help from professional services, and we work as a team with our CMS colleagues side by side to make sure that the customer has a single experience from Cisco. We make sure that whatever processes we work with through professional services are also aligned with our CMS colleague change process and service management process, and make sure that yes, for customer, it's a single experience. With working with CMS, CMS managed customer, you may also have issues where you need assistance from the TAC. So you end up working with all of them together. So that's why I say we work as a family or as a team together on any project or any activity.
Yes, I completely agree with you. We keep working as a family, and we do collaborate with different teams. As Harpreet said, Cisco different roles work together because we do have the same goals. And we want to keep our customers satisfied, right? So for example, in TAC, we work with PS, as Harpreet mentioned, and we do work closely as well with CMS when their customers, they have like, let's say, deeper technical issues. And it's really nice to work all together because we all know all the procedures, what to expect. And when I'm working with PS guys or CMS guys, it's very nice because we have more information about the customer, which is very useful when it comes to troubleshooting.
Well, as you can see, when I said that Cisco is like a big family, I was seriously talking. Let's move on to the rotations now. As we know, one of the main advantages of working at Cisco is that they are helping us to grow at any time, and they are encouraging us to explore different fields, different technologies. And well, that's rotation's main goal, right? So Harpreet, could you maybe explain what rotations are and how do they work?
So rotations in customer services is more focused on individual level. So if you are working on a particular technology or a domain, let's say I'm working in collaboration and I'm interested to learn more about, let's say, security. And in that case, I can work through this rotation program where I can move into the security team for a fixed period of time, learn about the technology, the domain, what are the different roles and responsibilities for that team or for that organization in general. And then with that knowledge, I can come back and make sure that my team is also aware about what's happening in other technology. It's more about you go to your interested domain or technology to explore and then come back and make sure your team is enabled for that the same. So you gain some knowledge and share with the team. When I joined in Cisco as an early graduate, we had this opportunity to start with the rotation program. So when I joined in, I finished my internship. And after that, I started my rotation program where I first had experience in enterprise business about routing and switching. Then I had some experience in collaboration. And finally, once the whole rotation program got over, we got an opportunity to define which area or which technology I would like to join in. And that's where I first chose collaboration as my primary technology and I started my career. Now, this is a very good program in my view, and even in my team, we have graduates that quite find it quite helpful that in their early in career, once they're introduced to all the different aspects or the offerings of Cisco, they will have an opportunity to learn all of them and then decide which suits them to the best for their future. And that's how they transition and make that as their permanent role. Carlos, anything you would like to add to this?
Yes, thanks a lot, Harpreet, for explaining this one. Actually, I had the same experience when I joined Cisco. I took part in a rotation as well. I was working with that collaboration team. And really, I believe this experience helped me a lot when it comes to understanding how another team works, because later you can better collaborate with them. And of course, you can grow your network, right? So I'm totally agree with you that this is a very, very good experience and it's totally recommended to do it. As you know, during the past months, the reality has changed, and so has the way of delivering customer experience. So what has changed the most, and how have you been supporting our customers in this new reality?
To be honest with you guys, in my case, and from tech perspective, customer experience didn't change that much. We were used to speak with customers via phone and mails already. So when it comes to live troubleshooting, we were using, for example, WebEx solutions, WebEx meetings normally, sometimes WebEx Teams. So I would say that customer experience remains the same, you know? So because they expect us to communicate with them in the same way. Harpreet?
In professional services as well, I don't see much experience change from Cisco aspect on what we can deliver to our customer. We were enabled from working from home or working from anywhere from the day one when we joined Cisco. And that was something that made us so flexible. But I feel like there has been quite challenges, not just maybe for Cisco or for us, but many times for our customers. Since we are working with customers who has to deploy certain solutions or products in the data center, they need to be in office for those activities, and they have to suddenly work from home. It becomes quite challenging. And personally, working with different customers during this challenging time, I realized that we need to look at what customer is going through, not just from our service offering, but we need to sometimes connect a little bit emotionally to understand what's happening. It can not always be technical. Sometimes it can be with the person working from home may not have that many accesses to their environment, or they have some family to take care, so you cannot schedule meeting on certain hours of the day. So you need to adjust your schedule to make sure that it works for your customers and they can have a better experience.
Actually, I totally agree with you guys, and I believe this is almost the same from CMS and from the whole CX family. But still, it's actually pretty amazing to hear that this very situation has changed so much. Our teams managed to adapt and to still deliver the customer experience that we want our customers to get, right? And regarding this topic, how do you see the future of customer experience?
I believe that it's very close to what we have now, right? I believe that we were able to react in these such difficult situations, and we were able to move to a remote environment completely, where all meetings, support, and work in general was through virtual platforms. So this, I believe, pretty much proves that the companies and customers are ready for this change, right? To switch to a virtual era. But definitely, I believe that the future of customer experience is pretty much virtual. I believe we have accomplished a lot these months. So I believe we are really in front of the future already.
Yeah, I think I agree with Beatrice on this. So we in Cisco were quite ready for this, and we did quite well with this transition, and made sure that our customers, our partners, are never had any impact because of this these challenging times. And I feel this is the future. This is what we are doing. We are in that future customer experience going forward. With these changes, we know that not just Cisco realized that how important it is to work from anywhere, work from home, but even our customers realized that, and that's where we saw a lot of changes on how they used to function. And I feel this is the future going forward.
Yes, really being a pleasure being here with you today. I would like to end this sending a big thank you to our audience for listening to the Cisco CX Emir Unplugged podcast. And of course, special thank you to our guests, Beatriz and Harpreet, for sharing their time.